This is the recording of Building Stories on Air from May 17th. We hope you enjoy it. Welcome to Building Stories on Air. Whether you are listening to us on the radio on WCOM RP 103.5 or from wherever you are in this world through live streaming at wcomfm.org, we are so, so glad you're here. So we are together to wake up your inner child or inner child, use our imagination and invent stories on the spot. Silly ones, sad ones, scary ones, but, you know, not too scary. Wherever our brain takes us. As always, we have the help of the wooden fellows, those wooden puppets helping us to be a child for a moment. As always, let's start with Led Zeppelin and a few minutes of The Battle of Evermore, so you can grab some paper if you want to jot ideas with us throughout the show. Take some time to invite a loved one to join you in listening. We will be right back. Welcome to Building Stories on Air, whether you are listening on WCOM RP 103.5 or online at wcomfm.org, the wooden fellows and the human behind them, me, Frederick, we are so, so glad you're here. This is episode 11 of Building Stories on Air. And we are recording this show a couple of days ahead of the broadcast. The wooden fellows and I will be traveling by the time you hear us, but I thought it would give us the perfect chance to do something just a bit different this week. Remember last week when Judy, our guest, came and built stories with us? We shared our process a little bit as we were creating our plot, using prompts that I had brought to the studio to make, you know, the experience as stress-free as possible for all of us, and especially for Judy, our guest for the week. Since I'm recording from my home today, from the Petit Refuge, I thought it would be perfect to emphasize the process of building stories. Because after all, this is the goal of the show, right? To encourage everyone to invent stories as you wait somewhere or as you spend time with a loved one, you know, instead of being in different spaces, scrolling on our phone. So around me today, I have, of course, as always, the wooden fellows, and I always describe them a bit throughout the show. You may start to be familiar with them now that we are at episode 11. But if you want to see pictures of them, you can always go on our website called Giggles and Chisels. That's where they post many of their adventures. So I have the wooden fellows. I also have some dice because I love adding some numbers and math in general in stories. I think it's just a good twist to for my brain, you know, just roll the dice, come up with a five, and then think about how I could include the number five in the story. I also have a picture of me as a young child. Well, actually, it's a drawing of me that I made when I was a young child. And why I have this picture, like, right in front of me? Just to remember that I was a kid, and I can still be a kid for a moment. I have prompts, such as ideas of location or magical objects that could be included in a story. If you want any ideas, just email me at buildingstoriesonair@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to share those prompts. And finally, I have a bag with small objects that I gathered over the years, you know, a sock, a rock, an old pair of glasses. Again, just to boost my imagination if need be. So all this material, you know, I brought it last week when we were building stories with Judy. I found them quite reassuring. You know, this is about building stories on the spot. It should be stress-free. And so that's, with that, you know, I'm all set to unleash my imagination. So what would you like to have around you to build stories? You know, what would help you be a kid for a moment? Or what would help you, yeah, unleash your imagination as you invent stories on the spot? So we are going to take a music break so you can think about it. Again, write some notes or talk about it with someone around you. You can always reach out to us as well. We will be right back. Welcome back. This is Building Stories on Air. I am Frederick and I'm with the Wooden Fellows. Whether you are listening on WCOM LP 103.5 or online at WCOMFM.org, we hope you are ready to build stories with us. Before the break, we shared some materials that we had gathered, you know, that we find helpful to invent stories on the spot, you know, some dice, some ideas of locations or problems to be solved. We also have some materials, you know, like a socks or a rocks or that we've collected in a box throughout the year, just to help to boost our imagination. Young children don't need that, but us grown up sometimes we do need a little booster to remember how to be a kid for a moment. So we encourage you to gather some stuff as well. Something else we like to use is a story loop, you know, just to have some kind of a structure, you know, with setting up the tone and think about the characters and then think about something that's going to happen. And so we need to come up with a solution, you know, to resolve that things that happen. And then everybody feels better, but then something else can come up and you can go back to a story loop and keep on going and going and going. Again, no right or wrong way to do it. It's just a little bit of structure that I find helpful. And then always keep in mind details. You know, you can always add details about what your characters are wearing or how they may be feeling. You can also think about your prior experiences. You know, you can blend imagination and real experiences, especially when you invent stories with a loved one, you know, and especially a young one. It's always fun to add some people that they know or places that they've been to. And that's kind of about it. I think I'm ready to start. Wooden Fellows, they are right in front of me. They are looking at me. They are ready to start as well. Once upon a time, and this is something I shared last week, I feel like once upon a time is a magic sentence for me to unleash my imagination, because that's a sentence that I would hear a lot when I was a little ones. But there are many, many different ways to start a story. So if you want to just start your story with a big bang or anything, again, there is no right or wrong answer. But since I'm building the stories, I am going to start with Once Upon a Time. So once upon a time, there was a little wooden fellow called Maurice. Yes, Maurice, I'm looking at you. I'm including you in my story this week. I'm including Maurice because I've had a long week and I feel like building a story that may be a little slow today. So Maurice is a wooden fellow who live in Chapel Hill, in a place that we call the Petit Refuge, with some other wooden fellows. But Maurice loves being in his own thoughts. He's a little bit of an introvert. He doesn't mind being in sad spaces or dealing with sad thoughts. He's just a little bit of a morose person with his grey hat, grey eyes, grey clothes. And one day, he just decided to go on a walk by himself to see what he may find on his way to a nearby creek. He loves going there because this creek is very small, which is good because Maurice is a little wooden fellow, you know, maybe one or two hands tall, max. But that day, he went on a creek and he was a little nervous about it because it was raining and it had been raining and raining and raining and it just couldn't stop raining. So he decided to go and see the creek, wondering if everything was okay or if he may find some snails, you know, who love going out when it's rainy in North Carolina. So he didn't really have an agenda or anything. He just decided to go and walk to the creek by himself. So, my dear audience at large, I have a question for you. How would you feel if you were Maurice that day, walking to a creek while it rains and rains and rains, while it's raining and raining and raining? And how do you think the other wooden fellows staying behind, you know, staying at the Petit Refuge, may feel about Maurice's adventure? Remember, you can always add on details to any stories. All right, Maurice, are you ready to continue? Okay. So as Maurice was walking, and as he came close by to the creek, something happened. Remember when I talked about the story loop? That you introduced your character, what are they planning to do, but then something happened. So what may be happening? Well, we are going to take another musical break so you can think about what may happen in the story, what may happen to Maurice. You can share your thoughts with a loved one, or you can simply grab a cup of water or let some giggles out. We will be right back. Welcome back. This is Frederick, building stories on air with the Wooden Fellows. We are so glad you're here, whether you are listening on WCOM LP 103.5 or online at wcomfm.org. So before the break, we started building up a story, and the main character was Maurice, one of the Wooden Fellows, the one who is quite introvert and quite happy with being on his own and okay with being with sadness sometimes. And so that day, he decided just to go on a creek nearby to check it out because it had been raining for quite a bit. And he just wanted to make sure that everything was okay by the creek. But then, right before the break, something happened. So what did you come up with? You can always share your ideas at buildingstoriesonair@gmail.com. And if we don't include them this week, we can always include them another time or reach out to you and invite you as a guest. But in our story, Maurice arrived at a place where there was a big puddle blocking the path. So Maurice looked at this big puddle and started thinking, I cannot jump over it. I may be able to go around it. But this is a big problem. So he started looking to see if he could see anybody who could help him out. You know, another human being than the one living with him at the Petit Refuge, which is me. You know, if another human being could maybe give him a lift, that would be great. But no, there was nobody in sight. He looked for snails. You may realize that Maurice loves snails. He can just spend hours not even talking with them, just being with them. But nope, nobody was there. The only thing that was there was some rocks. And so Maurice started thinking, I'm not quite sure those rocks are going to be very helpful for me to go over this big puddle. But then, one of the rocks started moving and started talking. Can you imagine that? You are peacefully walking on a path and then you see a rock and the rock started talking to you. Well, you would probably be very surprised. But Maurice, you know, he comes from the land of lumps and bumps. And there are all kind of magical things that we would consider magical. But for him, he was not even surprised by this rock talking to him. And the rock said, I'm pretty sure you want to go over that puddle. But you may want to just try to jump in. And Maurice looked at the puddle, and he looked at the shape of the puddle, and guess what shape it was? A circle. Do you remember the story from Petite Clotilde, where she found circles around Chapel Hill that were gates to go to a different places. Well, Maurice found another one. Except this one was a puddle in the shape of a circle. So what do you think he's going to do? What may happen next? We are going to take another music break so you can think about what may happen next. You can share your thought with us by email or with somebody next to you, or simply enjoy the music. We will be right back. Welcome back. This is Frederick. You are listening to Building Stories on Air on WCOM LP 103.5 or online at WCOMFM.org. Before the break, we were telling a story involving Maurice, one of the wooden fellows, who decided to go and check a creek nearby on a very rainy day. And as he was walking there, he saw a big puddle blocking his path. And when he was trying to look for help to go over it, one rock started talking. Yes, remember, this is a story. Anything can happen. Just unleash your imagination. And the rock suggested Maurice to just jump in because the puddle was another portal to go to a different place. Similar to Petite Clotilde's story, where she found circles around Chapel Hill that opened the gate to go to her land and Maurice's land a few weeks ago. So before the break, you know, we ask you, what do you think Maurice is going to do? Well, Maurice decided to give it a try. He just didn't jump in. He just went 1 foot at a time until he went through on his way to a different place. And this is where I'm going to roll a die just to think about a number that I could add to the next step of the story, where Maurice is going to be somewhere. Right, I got a 2. So I'm going to have to include a 2 in the story. And I'm also going to look at the material I have. And I have some old cubes. You know these cubes where you have letters on them, and so you can write words with them. And so these cubes, these wooden cubes, have some letters in bright red. There is an A and an E. So I'm going to have to include the number 2 and those little blocks. So here comes Maurice going on the other side of the puddle. And if you remember Petite Clotilde's story, the circle that she found opened the gate to the land of lumps and bumps, which is the land of the tout triste, you know, where Maurice comes from, and the land of the smooth and mellows, where Petite Clotilde or Dreamer comes from. Well, this time, our very grey Maurice found himself in a place that was not grey at all. You couldn't find a place more colourful than where he was, because he had just accessed the land of seven colours, the land where Madame Rigolote, or Funny Wooden Fellows, come from. So here was Maurice, surrounded with red and orange and yellow and green and purple and blue, all of the colors. And all of the inhabitants around there were as colorful as Madame Rigolote. So Maurice, or introvert wooden fellows, felt a little bit out of the box. How do you think he may be feeling right now? And when he started thinking about turning around and being back in the rainy Chapel Hill, two rigolo, you know, the rigolo are the inhabitant of the land of seven colors. Rigolo means quite funny in French. So two rigolo. Remember, I had to include the number two in my story, so here it is. Two rigolo walked toward him, and Maurice got a little nervous. He was not sure what he would have to say. But then, even before they started talking, he just said, "I'm a friend of Madame Rigolote." And the two rigolo couldn't believe what they had just heard. "Madame Rigolote? You're a friend of Madame Rigolote? We've been missing her so much. How is she doing?" And here was Maurice, or introvert Maurice, telling them all about the Petit Refuge and how Madame Rigolote has become one of his favorite people, always cheering him up when he needed a boost. He also talked about Petite Clotilde and Pierre qui roule. And he told them, one day, you need to come and visit us. Madame Rigolote would be so, so delighted to see you." So of course they agreed, and they said, "Meanwhile, we each have a gift for Madame Rigolote. Do you think you could bring them back with you?" Which gift do you think they are going to give Maurice to bring home? You know the trick. We are going to take another music break so you can think about it. Because in any story, there are many different paths to take. So wherever your imagination takes you, enjoy. We will be right back. So welcome back to Building Stories on Air. This is Frederick with the Wooden Fellows. and whether you are listening on WCOM LP 103.5 or online at wcomfm.org, we are so, so delighted to have you, our dear audience at large. So right before the break, Maurice was in the land of seven colors, talking with two inhabitants from there, two rigolos, who were so excited to hear that Maurice was a friend of Madame Rigolote. And right before the break, they offered Maurice to bring back two gifts for Madame Rigolote. And so Maurice said, sure, of course, I'm happy to bring anything to Madame Rigolote, really. So each of the rigolo gave him a small wooden block. Remember the block that I found in my mystery box. So they each gave him two blocks. One had the letter A in red on it, and one had the letter E in red as well. And they said, Madame Rigolote will know exactly what to do with those. You press the letter and she can communicate with us right here in the land of seven colors. Maurice was kind of impressed with that technology, and so he put them in his pocket. Big pocket. Again, it's a story, so anything can happen. He said goodbye to the two tristes. No, they're not too triste. To the rigolo. He said goodbye to the rigolo. He said, I hope you come and visit us. And he went back to the puddle. And he took the opposite way. And in a second, he was back on the trail next to the rock who had just spoken with him. And it was still a rainy day in Chapel Hill. By then, though, he was not interested in going to check on the creek anymore. He just wanted one thing. Can you guess what? Yep. He just wanted to go back to the Petit Refuge and share his adventure with his dearest friend, Madame Rigolote. He didn't mind the rain. He didn't mind his tiny legs. He just ran all the way back to the Petit Refuge. And when he arrived, he told Madame Rigolote, Madame Rigolote, you are never going to believe what happened to me. But Madame Rigolote just saw the blocks, the wooden blocks. And Maurice just saw her face lighting up in an instant. And she said, oh, Maurice, I know exactly where you went. And this, our dear audience at large, is the end of the story. I truly beat it as it went, you know, even if I'm recording that show, I'm doing it live at home. And of course, you know, now I could go back to it and edit it and add more details. But again, the purpose is just to show your brain that you still have some imagination and that you can still create stories as when you were a little kid. I don't know about you, but I grew up in the 80s and anything would become anything. You know, a rock outside, a stick, and here came the imagination of my friend, myself, and we would be off for hours. And this is something I really, really hope for the young generation those days. So we are going to take a last music break before we come back and... Welcome back. This is Frederick with the Wooden Fellows, Building Stories on Air on WCOM RP 103.5 or online at wcomfm.org. We are closing our hours together. We hope you enjoyed the story we built. I have to say that I started the show feeling a little exhausted from my day and my week. And I feel so refreshed right now. And it really shows the power of just slowing down, focusing on yourself, focusing on your inner child, and just enjoy a moment of imagination. So we welcome every week a guest or two. You can come with a young child if you want. So if you're interested, you can reach out at buildingstoriesonair@gmail.com. We promise you the most unstressful hour of your week. So reach out if you are curious. Until next time, we invite you to build stories, whether you are waiting somewhere at the doctor's office or in line somewhere or in your car. Just look around, blend your imagination with real experiences, and most of all, most importantly, have fun. So as always, we'll close the show with Dave Brubeck and Take Five, which was my dad's favorite song. Enjoy and have a wonderful, wonderful Sunday.